Harold Camping runs the family radio network of religious stations. He wants you to know that the end is near.
I am saying this is going to happen.
May 21, Judgment Day will begin.
The 89-year-old broadcaster created quite a stir. Some people are taking his warning literally, and they're trying to persuade the rest of us to take heed. But others are having fun with the idea, throwing end-of-the-world parties and planning for post-rapture looting. And then there are the folks who take it all in stride, no more so than in Hell, Michigan. Nancy Hughes is a bartender at the Dam Site Inn, one of three businesses in Hell, which is really no more than a bend in the road.
Yeah, I've heard about it. I think that it's, you know, people have been predicting the end of the world for hundreds and hundreds of years, and one day somebody's going to be right. Hopefully it's not tomorrow.
This is a big weekend in Hell. On Sunday, there's the annual Blessing of the Bikes. More than 6,000 motorcyclists are expected for the ritual. That's part of Motorcycle Awareness Month. Hughes says the end of the world prediction means the Dam Site Inn is going to be a bit crowded.
Busy. Busy. A lot of characters. A lot of religious groups. Oh, yeah, for sure. Like on 666, we had a lot of church groups down here, and they, you know, protested, and that's what makes it interesting.
Emily Haig works at Hell in a Handbasket, also known as Hell's Kitchen, which is right next door. They make sandwiches and pizzas and sell Hell paraphernalia. They're very popular at Halloween. Haig had not heard about the end of the world prediction, and now that she has, she's not buying it.
I think it's a bunch of baloney.
If there's one thing journalists are notoriously poor at, it's numbers. But not to worry, because Mr. Camping from Family Radio has studied up on this. The calendar all started with Noah and the Ark.
The math involved is 4990 plus 2011 minus 1 equals 7,000. 1 year must be subtracted in going from an Old Testament B.C. calendar date to a New Testament A.D. calendar date because the calendar does not have a year zero.
And the math adds up to May 21st, 2011. So we'll know soon enough if the prophecy will come true. Meanwhile, back in Hell, they're making preparations.
Yep, a lot of motorcycles, campers, people opening their cottages. It's a great time of year for Hell.
I'm Rena Miller, Michigan Radio News.
Don't they know it's the end of the world? 'Cause you